All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, a t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox!
I have to possess this comic!
Baseball's the breakfast cereal!
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book!
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are running off my feet. I got a bad mustache, a reoccurring rash, and not a lot of cash to spend it on mustache. Man, it's good to be a geek. It's good to be a geek. It's good to be a creep. It's good to jump.
Here we are.
Yes.
Episode 141.
Mm-hmm.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. I am OG.
I am Big Kev, and we're calling this one Reconstructing Wolverine.
Reconstructing Wolverine.
Yeah, and we'll get to why as we move along through the episode. The handling of this character, popular as he is, has gotten so far out of whack that there are some incredible things that are happening, and I'm sure it has nothing to do with the fact that Marvel would like very much for everybody in May to go out and see Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine flick.
I'd like to see that flick.
I'd like to see that flick, except I've already seen what happens to Deadpool, and you are going to be mad.
Why am I
going
to be mad?
Oh, you are not going to be happy.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you. I know how upset you're going to be, ergo, I ain't telling you shit.
It's not very nice of you.
Right. Well, we're coming to you tonight, some of you at least, on Sirius XM.
That's right.
We're very grateful to be here and thankful that you continue to check us out every other week or so whenever we end up here on Sirius XM. And but you should know you can listen to us each and every week.
Each and every week.
True. By going over to BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have a variety of activities.
Dare I
happening.
Say plethora.
Yes. And one announcement for the loyal listeners, of course, is that we are putting on temporary hiatus the video portion of this show.
We should say
the live video portion
of the show.
Yes, the Studio V portions Correct. Will continue, and some of the other events that we do with a video component will still continue.
Correct.
But the live shows are temporarily on hiatus as we move forward in a different direction than we previously were in.
Correct.
That said, you can download each and every episode over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. If you're listening on your iPod or on your or on your computer using QuickTime,
right,
you can see some of the images of the things that we're talking about. They'll come up as we're talking about them. It's a feature we really like here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. And if you're not listening on one of those devices, you can go over to the website, and each episode has a picture gallery where you can see some associated images, images associated with the things we're talking about here on the show. So, without further ado, I'm sure we'll get to replug that at the end.
I'm sure.
If you would like to comment on anything we're talking about here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, you can call our hotline.
425-920-6050.
Right, and you can leave us a message over there, and you may hear your message played here on a future show. You may spark some controversy or bring up a topic that we haven't yet discussed, and we may discuss it.
That's right.
So it's very interactive part of Big Kev's Geek Stuff. We're happy to keep that going as well. Now, OG, let's move on with the news.
Okay. It's not good.
It never is.
It's not
I love how we're just coming off of the la la la. Hi everybody, we're so happy that everything is going so well. It's not good news.
Well, this isn't bad news so much as it's just we don't care news, kind of, sort of.
Okay.
And that's because we're going to talk about the Robin Hood Project by Ridley Scott.
Okay, so now is this the one, at one point this movie was
a Sheriff of Nottingham movie.
Yes.
In which Russell Crowe was going to portray both the roles of Robin Hood and the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
That was the original idea.
Right.
Okay. But that's not the idea anymore.
No, certainly after the backlash, if only from listeners of this show,
right?
They would have changed the notion behind that. What's the news now?
Well, we have more cast.
Okay,
so we know Robin Hood is being played by Russell Crowe.
Right,
Cate Blanchett is Maid Marian. Mm-hmm. That we've known already. Moving forward is Scott Grimes, who apparently is from ER.
Yes,
I hear
that's what you must hear that because. You're obviously hearing the ER theme music
right now.
Wow,
look at that.
Scott Grimes is a redheaded young actor. You may know him from such films. He's actually worked with Russell Crowe before in Mystery Alaska.
Okay.
He was one of the hockey players in that movie. His role of Archie on ER, of course, is coming to an end, I think, in 2 weeks.
Thank God.
What is that? What was that?
I said I love it. It's a great show.
Yes, and what will I'm going to go out on a limb here and say redhead Scott Grimes going to play Willa Scarlet.
You would be correct.
Yes.
You would be correct.
Imagine if you will.
Kevin Durand has been cast as Little John.
Okay, I know the name Kevin
Okay,
Durand.
Okay, you would know him from, as The Blob. In the upcoming X-Men Origins Wolverine movie.
Okay, but I haven't seen that.
You would know him from Smoking Aces, perhaps.
Okay, good flick.
As Jeeves Tremor. Mm. 310 to Humor. He was Tucker.
Was he? Is he in 310 to Humor?
Yeah, Humor.
The big R at the end of that?
That's it. Let's see, what else is he? He was on Kyle XY, Big Mama's House 2. You would know him if you saw him. If you saw his face, you'd be like, oh, that guy. And I could kind of see him as... a sort of Little John.
Okay.
Just right. Take my word.
John Little, Little John.
Right. Alan Doyle.
Okay.
Is being cast as some sort of traveling minstrel. He's, I don't know.
Just some
means.
Sort of traveling minstrel?
Yeah, that's how he's, that's what it's, a traveling minstrel.
Depends on what, on where you put it in the, there's the music for the Errol Flynn.
You mean the good version, Robin Hood?
The well, certainly the classic,
right?
In that, the minstrel was Willa Scarlet. So
clearly, that's not going to be the case this time around. Vanessa Redgrave will portray Queen Eleanor of Aquitaine, the mother of King John.
Yes.
Also, Leah Sado will portray Princess Isabella. I have no idea who she is.
From Spain?
I would presume. If it's
I have no idea.
Isabella. But, so there you go. More additional casting to the Robin Hood flick.
Okay.
Still no Nottingham, though. Still no sheriff.
Somebody
got
to stand toe-to-toe with Russell Crowe? If that's the direction they're going. So, oh, it's called Nottingham, so I guess.
Right.
I guess it would have to be. Because, again, and of course the music... In the Errol Flynn version, Sheriff Nottingham, not the big villain in the flick. In fact, he was the comic relief.
Well, there you go.
Yes, the big villain in the flick was Sir Guy of Gisborne, portrayed by one Basil Rathbone.
Right. And I don't think that's not the first time that we've seen Sir Guy of Gisborne as the big villain. The BBC Robin Hood. The TV show that you didn't like, but I did.
No. Oh.
He was also the big villain. I mean, the sheriff played a prominent role, but...
I see. Just BBC. Saying. Nice.
Do you have something to add, or is I'm going to keep going forward?
By all means.
Shitty news.
Move forward.
Remember MacGyver, that TV show where you take like a paperclip and some chewing gum and blow up a vault?
Build a nuclear reactor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that they're making a movie now.
Okay.
That's it.
Is it the same dude? Is that Richard Dean Anderson?
I haven't heard that. Although there are some people online that say that it should be, that he should,
of course
that
it
he should
be.
Do the role. So certainly it's feasible that he could portray that role, I think.
He's done on the Stargate show, right?
I don't know that he's... Well, that regular Stargate ended after season 10, which was a couple years back.
Right.
I think that synced up with Atlantis season 1. So was that 3 years ago, maybe?
Okay.
So I don't know that he's done anything recently. So certainly he's available.
Right.
I'd love to... I actually might go see it were he portraying the role of MacGyver.
Well, speaking of TV shows that went away, you remember Jericho?
I do, the Peanut Show.
Yes, on CBS, where after the first threatening to take the show off the air after the first season, millions of peanuts were sent to executives at CBS.
That's right, and it didn't do anything for it.
It did, actually. It gave it a second season.
It did give it a second season.
And then it was canceled after that.
It was canceled.
And no amount of peanuts was going to bring it back. However,
correct.
Some amount of Devil's Due Publishing is going to bring it back. And,
okay.
Their Jericho comic book will pick up where the TV show left off.
Oh, all right.
So they're going to go the route of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and do their next season via comic book, appear. And Devil's Due is going to be putting it out, and the first issue will come out later this year. You know, this is a trend that I see continuing. You know, when things get canceled, comic book properties getting picked up, or at least the comic book adaptation or continuation being picked up by some of these companies. This is now, I think, a trend that's going to continue.
That's not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing.
It provides a lot of opportunity for a lot of shows that weren't given a chance.
Right.
It provides an outlet for new stories, and it provides an outlet for, our people.
Yes, our people. Who are our people again?
Our people are the people that probably are interested in the fact that DC is doing a Green Lantern movie. Now, that's not news. We've talked about that for quite some time.
Yes,
it's been
Jack
in the
Black.
News, out of the news.
Jack Black as a Green Lantern.
Yeah, that's
I
not
recall.
Happening anymore.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. What is happening is the rumor mill is beginning to churn once again for casting in this flick. And right now, the headliner in the role of Green Lantern is Chris Pine.
Chris Pine?
Yeah.
You mean Kirk?
I mean New Kirk. I mean 9021 Kirk.
Kirk is going to be the Green Lantern also?
The rumor mill. The rumor mill.
Huh.
I mean, certainly, I guess they could slide him into that role. I'd be interested to see how he pulls off Kirk before I get excited about how he's going to pull off Hal Jordan.
Well, certainly they start banding that name around. If there's anything to that Trek movie, it'll only boost the Green Lantern flick.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see how the Star Trek movie does. And then, of course, if it does crappy, the name Chris Pine will never appear again in another
anything
Green Lantern
right
promotion, if you will.
So there you go.
I want to talk about a product.
Ooh, we like product on this show.
Yes, and it's very exciting, actually. It's the Umbrella Academy. Now, this is by Gerard Way, who is the lead singer of My Chemical Romance.
Right.
From New Jersey, actually shops at the same, used to shop as a kid at the same comic book store that you and I frequent.
Well, that's a lovely thing.
Yes, and art by Gabriel Ba, or Bay, I think it's Ba.
Ba.
The first story arc called Apocalypse Suite, of course, has been out now for a bit in trade and so on. They may have done a slipcase edition, so on and so forth. In conjunction with, I guess it is entirely with Dark Horse, Umbrella Academy PVC figures are coming.
Oh, nice.
And the first one here, I think, is fantastic, is this character here, who is the girl playing the violin. Now, I haven't read Umbrella Academy yet.
Neither have I.
So I don't know who this character is, although I do see this character quite frequently associated with the Umbrella Academy.
Okay.
A wonderful PVC figure of her accompanies a hardcover version of Volume 1 of The Umbrella Academy.
Oh, that's a nice
in a
set.
Lovely, yeah, it's a box set, gift set, book and figure set from Dark Horse Comics. You know what I like about this is this sort of thing is that it's not just buying another trade paperback. It's not just buying a hardcover edition for the trade paperback. Of course, if you really like this, and from everything I've been told, or at least the little part of it that I've read so far, I'm aware of, I feel I'm probably really going to like this book. That said, you want to get a nice bookshelf version, so you want to get a nice hardcover sure. version, which makes this nice. But more than just that, you're getting the added value of a beautifully produced PVC figure.
Sure.
The first of several, I think a PVC set is coming. We'll talk about that, of course, when it comes out.
Do you happen to know the price point on that piece?
I do not know the price point on this piece, sir. I do not know.
All right.
But I'll tell you, I'm sure whatever it is, it's well worth getting a hardcover version of the sure. book and the wonderfully produced PVC figure. So fans of Umbrella Academy, check out the Umbrella Academy book and figure set. Includes the special hardcover edition of Volume 1 Apocalypse Suite, and that's either coming or available now from Dark Horse. You can go to darkhorse.com and figure that out.
Remember a while back we had a caller in on the show that asked us about Major Matt Mason.
Yes, that was actually came off of our hotline.
Yep.
And he wanted to know, he had some questions about a topic, sprang up a whole topic here on the show. And what was that number he called, Matt?
425-920-6050.
Right. He left us a message. He was interested in knowing more information about something from his childhood. And a whole sort of bit of the show sprang out of that. What about Major Matt Mason has got you all up in arms, sir?
Mattel, along with, I think it might be Universal, is developing a movie. Matt Mason movie. And tied to the project currently? Tom Hanks.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, in what way tied? Because I don't see Tom Hanks as Major Matt Mason.
I think as Major Matt Mason.
Oh,
so there maybe it is. Maybe I mean, unless he's just going to produce it
or direct it or something.
From what I understood, he is tied to the project at least in some way, shape, or form. Look,
well, that's interesting.
This is the early stages
of course,
it, and we go through all of these stages on this show. You could on this show we cover from the rumor to the movie that never gets made.
That's right.
It's a trend.
Right.
So Major Matt Mason is next in the pipeline. I just thought that was kind of interesting since we've talked about it on the show before.
And sure.
We like Tom Hanks, kind of.
So, sure.
And it's a Mattel product license, so it really kind of ties in every which way.
Gotcha.
And actually, if I'm not correct, was it Major Matt Mason? Was it based on something, or was it a toy first, and we have something coming? I think it was right to toy, right?
It was a toy first. I think that's what we decided in the end.
Three Stooges.
Yes.
We talk about them on the show quite often. Those great collections that are coming out.
The great collections that are putting all of the Stooges films out in order. We've been talking about those for several months now. Okay. Is it a biopic? Please say it's a biopic.
Okay. Everything that I've read says that it's not a biopic. I've actually read one or two things that flat out say this is not intended to be a biopic. Have you heard any of the casting?
I've heard nothing about... I didn't even know they were doing a movie. I was kind of just speculating on what you might say.
Sean Penn is slated to play Larry.
Larry.
And I think that one is confirmed.
Okay.
Benicio del Toro is the current front runner and is interested in the role of Mo.
Okay.
And... You want to take a stab at Curly?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Pick somebody.
I'm already just
put your hand in the hat and just pull out a name.
I have no idea.
How about Jim Carrey, who is also the very strong front runner to play Curly?
Not saying it's good. I'm just saying it is.
In what sort of... What would they... What would it be?
I don't know. A Three Stooges movie.
But not about the Three Stooges.
I don't think so. Everything that I've read seems to indicate that that's not the case. That it's going to be a Three Stooges movie. So it's going to be an hour and a half, because it's never going to run more than that. Three Stooges movie.
You know,
recast
bio,
with these three actors.
A biopic.
Would be much more interesting.
And appropriate at this stage of the game, I think.
This is like doing a little Rascals movie.
Okay, because if they're going that route, we're going to start killing it right now.
Oh, this is what I'm getting at. I think that it's not probably a good idea. Oh, and I should say that it's a Farrelly Brothers movie also, which also, you know, pretty much squashes the biopic idea.
You never know, though. The Farrelly Brothers could be a surprise.
Riding on the heels of the Heartbreak Kid, coming straight at you with the Three Stooges movie.
You don't know.
Look, I'm just saying.
That's sad.
It's not good. That's for sure. It's not good. Last week, we talked about the new and exciting Sci-Fi channel.
Yeah. What a ridiculous... Not, we have not
Sci-Fi.
Got, by the way, we have made several phone calls.
Yeah.
People on the staff.
Yeah.
Several phone calls.
Yeah.
No Nothing. Return phone calls yet.
The Sci-Fi channel was not available for comment.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't that the...
Executives of the Sci-Fi channel were not available or too fucking afraid to comment, and they should have been.
Okay, so shitty name aside, terrible decision aside.
Aside.
The Sci-Fi channel has officially greenlit a pilot for a television show based on The Phantom.
Based on The Phantom, the comic book?
Yes.
Or like Phantom of the Opera?
No, like the comic book.
Really?
Like Billy Zane movie.
Really?
Yes, really.
Well, you know, that's awesome in one sense, because the comic, we're going to talk about the relaunch of the comic, actually happened this week.
Oh, good.
We'll get to that in segment two tonight during the comic section. But
I'm not quite done with this. There's
oh,
more
boy.
To that news.
Oh, boy.
It's not bad. It's the pilot is actually... slated right now to be a 4-hour film that would then potentially launch a series. So more than likely...
4 hours?
Yeah, but you know how they'll do it. They'll do it the same way they always do it.
They'll
break it out into two 2-hour segments.
Right.
And then hopefully, if it generates enough interest and is good, we'll kick off a regular TV series. That could be really good for The Phantom.
Yes.
A great serialized character... could work very well in that format.
Uh-huh.
I think Sci-Fi Channel, shitty name aside, could certainly be the right place for the show.
We need a new nickname for the Sci-Fi Channel.
You know, it's great that they want to branch out and they want to get away from that geeky image and they want to shed that geeky image.
Yeah.
First thing they do is greenlit a Phantom miniseries.
Ugh!
Fuck, I'm retarded.
I think you're just frustrated about other things, and you're taking it out on the Phantom TV show.
Taking it out on the Sci-Fi channel. In Bangkok, there was a building that was on fire.
Right away.
There was a building that was on fire.
Uh-huh.
There was an 8-year-old boy who I think is autistic, would not come out of the building.
Okay.
He was afraid to leave the building. So one of the firefighters... dressed up as Spider-Man, because the child was a big Spider-Man fan, and he safely got the child out of the building. Child was drawn to Spider-Man, and he was rescued.
How did...
That's the geek stuff, feel-good story of the week.
Okay, let's pick it apart then.
Okay.
How old was this kid?
8.
Why did nobody pick up this kid and drag him out of the fire, a building on fire?
No, he was standing on a window ledge.
No, sir.
And
no, that's number one.
And they didn't want to go into the building itself.
That's number one.
It's a feel-good story. What,
number
two. Pick it apart.
Number two.
Spider-Man swings in.
Number two.
Bangkok.
Where's the
short Spider-Man?
Where's the fireman get his Spider-Man suit from?
All right. You,
is he wearing it under his clothes?
All right. So it's like, you're ready for this? So... apparently, the firefighter, Somchai Yosabi, I'm sure I'm butchering that name, rushed back to the fire station and happened to have a Spider-Man costume in his locker at the fire station.
While the building is burning.
While the building was burning, yes. I'm just saying.
You're just saying what? That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Maybe it wasn't a severe fire.
You know what?
Maybe it wasn't a really bad fire. It was like a little fire, and they just needed to get the kid out of the building.
Let me tell you something. This smacks of a bad publicity stunt by Marvel.
Now,
this would never fly.
Why are they doing it in Bangkok, though?
Exactly. This would never fly in the U.S.
If this is in Manhattan.
That's why you do it in Bangkok.
Well, look, I'm just saying. There was a child on a ledge. There was a firefighter that had to rescue him. The kid wouldn't leave. He dressed up as Spider-Man and saved the kid. It's supposed to be feel good.
It feels ridiculous. It feels stupid. All right. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with more exciting Big Kev's Geek Stuff action here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 141, Reconstructing Wolverine. Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With pot shots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny, too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots, but they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow with your little...
Why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than when it's updated and when the website is.
Why don't you have an opinion?
It's not an opinion piece. It's an ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Inhislikeness.com.
Hey, freaks.
Master, we have a visitor.
This is Barry Boswick, sometimes known as Brad Majors. And I'm talking to Big Kev.
How did it happen?
And you're listening to him now on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Keep listening, you freaks.
I made you, and I can break you just as easily.
And we are back. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 141, Reconstructing Wolverine. And we're actually going to get into that title in this segment here. But before we get into that, we want to say, if you have any comments about tonight's show or you'd like to be part of the madness, if you will, by contributing, asking questions, bringing up topics you'd like us to discuss here on Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Two things. You can either go over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com, which you should anyway. Check out the episodes. Check out all the fun going on over there. Drop us a line and let us know something that you'd like to know more information about or like us to talk about here on the show. Or you can call the hotline,
425-920-6050.
Right. Leave us a voicemail over there. And same thing. Questions you have and topics you'd like to hear discussed and so on and so forth. And you may end up on the program here. So how exciting is that? Sir? Something?
Yes.
Something?
Terminator Salvation.
Yes.
Warner Brothers had to reconstruct the ending.
Oh, yeah?
Apparently there was some information that was leaked online about the ending. And I've stayed away from a lot of the spoiler information. I'm just not that interested, to be honest with you.
Right.
Not that I'm avoiding it because I want to keep it pure. Just I'll see the movie when it comes
out. That's why I'd be avoiding it. I want to know how they're going to do this.
But apparently some information leaked. And I guess the reaction to the information wasn't exactly what they had hoped.
Right.
And so they've made some significant changes to the third act of the film.
Let me guess. Christian Bale is playing both John Connor and the Terminator in the movie.
Yeah, God only fucking knows.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what it is. I honestly don't know what it is.
That's enough to change
films. I just know that they've changed some stuff.
Okay.
So
we don't know what, though.
We don't know what. Okay. Or I don't know what. Maybe so it's out there, but I've just...
They've had to put that lunatic Christian Bale in front of the camera again.
Right.
And change the ending. Okay. Well, I'm really excited about that flick. I really love the movie continuity. I know everyone thinks I'm nuts, but I really like the way they ended 3. And I really like the continuity. As you may or may not know, I am not a fan of the TV show.
Right.
Because of the bad continuity flaws within the show. The opening did it for me. The pilot did that show in for me.
That's fine.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Let's move on.
It's a fine continuity, could all work together, but no.
Let's stick with Warner Brothers, but okay. Let's move on from that.
Sir?
Have you heard about the Warner Brothers Archive Collection? Have you read anything about this past week?
This is really
important for us to talk about.
Yes,
I want to spend a minute or two doing
it. Okay, let's do that.
All right. So for those of you who haven't heard, Warner Brothers has announced earlier this week what they're calling the Archive Collection. This is an on-demand service of titles of previously unreleased on DVD movies.
Right.
So what it means is you're going to be able to go to a website and you'll have a list of films. And a lot of these are older. They're like from the 30s and 40s and
not all of them.
No, there's some newer stuff too.
I'm gonna get to the one I'm excited about.
You'll be able to select the film from the list.
Uh-huh.
Plunk down 1999.
Right.
This is my issue. And for that price, they are going to send you the movie.
Right.
And it's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty much bare bones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you're getting anything but the movie. I haven't read whether or not they're crisping it up, adjusting the sound.
Right.
I'm assuming that there's going to be some production that goes into it.
Right.
But I'm guessing not a ton of production that goes into it.
My feeling on this is that Warner Brothers, of course, has been making movies forever, has been likely inundated with requests for a lot of films that they have in their catalog that they haven't yet released. Now, obviously, Warner Brothers could just start releasing shit en masse.
Right.
But, of course, that's not going to do good for retail.
Correct.
However, if they offered a service like this, which apparently they are going to do, and they were to put up some of those titles, I mean, these days, sir, it could automatically be done. The whole process could be automatically done.
I agree.
Stamp a movie onto a DVD. You know, let's say they, I'm guessing we're not going to get any extras.
Right.
Or anything like that. What I'm guessing is they've taken the film version from a lot of these flicks. They've digitized it down. They've put it on the disc, and that's it. And what's wrong with that? Not a thing. Maybe they included some chapter breaks. I'm guessing probably
that's there.
The minimum amount of effort they can put into this would be to digitally remaster the movie, which doesn't take terribly long if the print is in good shape. Throw in some chapters. Throw in one of those generic
title screens. Right.
You know, go to a scene. Here's some other movies from the service you could pick.
Right.
I've already checked this out. Not that many movies. I'm going to say maybe 30 titles.
Well, it's a rollout. It's a slow rollout.
Right.
But that's okay. I mean, that's understandable.
I'm dying to see what other movies, particularly from the Errol Flynn genre, may be included in this service.
So Warner Brothers' eventual goal is to make their entire collection available, which is some like 7,000 film. Or they have a plan of eventually 7,000 films is the end game
through this service. That's great, but
there are some problems still.
I still would like to see them do some special releases.
Sure,
you know.
Well, this may not replace that though.
Okay,
$19.99 is the problem.
Uh huh. Why?
Because I think that's a lot of money for a no frills version of a film when you could easily get no-frills versions of movies, not these movies per se, but there are other no-frills versions of films that are available for like $5 and $10.
Right.
That's a problem, $19.99. New movies are $19.99.
I disagree.
New movies are on sale for $19.99 every week.
If you are a film buff and there's a film, one of those films is it Abraham Lincoln in Illinois or something?
Listen, I don't doubt that for a film buff, select titles may be worth $19.99.
Yes.
But overall, I think that $19.99 is a little too pricey.
That's the market they're trying to hit.
I understand that. I think it's too pricey.
I think it's really good.
We should say that they plan on doing digital downloads also.
Yeah, that part
$15.
I don't agree with that part.
Making it available or the price?
The digital. You know how I feel about that.
I know, but I think that's a smart way to move forward.
I like the DVD.
Yes.
And the box and the packaging. It's all part of it, sir.
Let's get into what came out this
week. Let's talk about those things that came out this week. Certainly not on Warner Brothers service, because I don't believe that it's a Warner Brothers movie. In fact, I know it is not. It is a Universal movie. It is George Lucas's Howard the Duck. George Lucas, of course, did not direct this. It was
what a
directed
fine
by...
piece of film blech that is. Yeah.
Willard Hayek actually directed this. George Lucas produced this. And it has the very sexy Lea Thompson in it as well. Howard the Duck, based on a Marvel comic, of course. The movie, much maligned, much made fun of, and so on and so forth. Of course, available illegally
for a long time.
Hundreds of years. Now, finally, an official release. Absolutely fantastic idea. I say the Star Wars Christmas special is the next.
The next official release?
I doubt that'll ever happen. What should continue to happen, though, is more 007 movies with Daniel Craig.
Right, and not
Quantum of Solace came out this week. Man, I did not get to see this entire movie in the theater, which I regret, but I did duck in there and see the beginning of it
okay.
before another flick, and man, I've been dying for this to come on DVD so I could check it out. Daniel Craig is the, they call this the perfect Bond film. It's actually from a short story even. I don't even think it's from a full out Bond bit, but that said, absolutely fantastic. Two disc special edition is the one you want. Lots of features and clips and scenes and things on disc two. Absolutely fantastic. Quantum of Solace. From Walt Disney Pictures, Bolt.
I kind of wanted to see that.
John Travolta and Miley Cyrus are providing voices here for the 3D animation. Now, is this what you call it? Is this...
This is
not Pixar, right?
That is not Pixar. That is Disney's in-house 3D studio. The same people that brought you Chicken Little.
Right. And I think this is the end of that studio, isn't it?
Well, now that Pixar is back in the mix,
yeah,
it may or may not be. You never know. Disney may still choose to pursue stuff on their own.
Well, what I can say is that I don't remember this movie being out very long, number one.
Right.
I heard it was very entertaining. I just don't understand why.
I heard it was cute.
I don't know why it didn't get more play.
Because Up. Everybody's waiting for Up.
I guess.
That's why.
But there it is. Bolt. It's a two-disc. It's a deluxe DVD edition and digital copy, we should say, which,
right,
of course, is the way of things. Lots of extras, deleted scenes, casting, a voice over session where they're doing the voices and so on and so forth. It's full of the usual things you'd find. What I am surprised about, however, is that I'm not sure of this. I would actually have to check to see if the Blu-ray version, remember we talked about this?
Uh-huh.
Whether the Blu-ray version contained a regular DVD or not.
We'll have to look.
I don't know.
I'd be interested to know.
And rounding out the week, although it Woo-hoo! Really isn't rounding out the week, Tales of the Black Freighter, which includes Hollis Mason's tell-all Under the Hood.
Right.
It's two films in the set that are part of the overall Watchmen story. And it's an animated Tales of the Black Freighter and a live-action CGI Under the Hood sort of thing. These are both secondary stories in the, what do you call it? The overall universe.
The Watchmenverse.
Yes. Integral parts of the...
integral, there you go.
Yes, part of that story. I got the exclusive Steelbook edition.
Fancy.
From
Best Buy.
Yep. And of course, also coming out this week is Twilight. But that's all we're going to say about that.
Bleh.
And with that, let's get right into comics as we're winding down on time here. Big exciting news, I think, for most people, and it should be, is Mike Bullock and Silvestri Szilagyi relaunch of The Phantom, The Ghost Who Walks number one from Moonstone.
Hey!
This is a relaunch of the character in comics. It is absolutely a fantastic read. It's even better than I thought it was going to be. Star Wars Legacy from Dark Horse Comics, number 34, continues just absolutely one of the best Star Wars stories I've ever been a party to in my life.
I absolutely agree.
Legacy is just a wonderful, wonderful book.
It is.
From Marvel Comics, Guardians of the Galaxy, number 12. This is the great space opera we've been talking about. If you're not reading it, God damn it, why not? Daredevil 117. It's Return of the King Part 2. Daredevil and Kingpin shaking hands sort of on the cover of this book. I don't know what's going on, sir. I didn't get to read that first issue yet, but I'm telling you, it looks very exciting.
Inappropriate.
DC's Battle for the Cowl continues with the Commissioner Gordon one-shot by Royal McGraw and Tom Mandrake, who is old school Batman artist Tom Mandrake. And his stuff was beautiful in the 80s and is even more beautiful, I think, in here. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Commissioner Gordon, one shot there. And here it comes.
Okay.
From Marvel, it's Wolverine Saga.
All right. So
Marvel's.
Let's get into it.
Marvel's sad attempt,
okay,
yet again, to reconcile their own continuity problems. By putting a front-to-back Wolverine history together, if you will. However, it does not include any information, to my knowledge, having thumbed through most of it, does not include the Old Man Logan storyline, which I think is the best Wolverine storyline maybe ever. It does not include any of that information. It glosses over the origin story, which I thought was a fantastic story.
Origin was an awesome Wolverine story.
Awesome. And I know they're including a lot of those elements in the movie, but the way they've strung together this history and tried to make things work that simply don't work
right,
is just a sad, sad state of affairs for this character who they are trying so desperately to plug. Now, we should say, on the flip side of the Marvel Saga Wolverine,
a
or
good Wolverine book?
Saga, yes, from DK Publishing, our friends over DK Publishing. This is the ultimate guide to the ultimate weapon.
Nice.
You know, inside the world of the living weapon, Wolverine. It's a beautiful coffee table book. It kind of gives you character relations, some character history, things Wolverine has been involved with, characters and enemies that he's come up against. A lot of fantastic stuff about the character presented in a way that is both entertaining and visually stunning. I mean, the visuals in here are incredible.
Well, for anybody who's a fan of the DK books or has seen any of them in the past,
yes,
you know that you get that kind of visually interesting and appealing layout to
right,
whatever subject matter they're right, covering.
And like we've said earlier, these sad saga attempts by Marvel to ugh, reconcile their bad continuity problems. The end of this book, I just want to read the end of this book to you.
Okay.
Already dividing his time between X-Men and Avengers, he recently became leader of yet another team, X-Force. Now, they have admitted that he's leading X-Force, and he's a member of X-Men and the awful Avengers team as well. That's the one with Spider-Man,
right,
and,
right,
you know,
right,
and you could jam another popular mm-hmm, character in there. And of course, all of this is coming hot on the heels or you know, as much of on the heels as you can get before something comes out. The Wolverine Origins movie looks very entertaining, certainly. We don't know what it's going to do to
that's for sure,
fans of some of these characters. You in particular, sir, I think are not going to be pleased. But that said, why is all of a sudden this need for Marvel to reconcile their history? Look, there's bad continuity problems. Why don't we just leave them be? I'm much more entertained by this DK book. It tells me things. Yeah, he's faced this one. Yeah, this happened. Yeah. It doesn't try to string together in some ham-handed way events in Wolverine's past. I'm just so beyond it, and it just ticks me off so much. I don't know. Just saying. Let's take a break. Real quick break, and then we'll come back with the wrap-up. Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 141, Reconstructing Wolverine, and we'll be right back.
Combo Breaker!
ComboBreaker.com makes original video game t-shirts that gamers want to wear. Head over to ComboBreaker.com to shop for original gaming t-shirts based on some of the best games ever made. From the classics to the soon-to-be classics, check out Combo Breaker's first round of shirts featuring designs inspired by your old-school favorites like Simon's Quest, Metroid, Punch-Out, and Star Fox. And just in time for the long-anticipated release of Street Fighter IV, pre-order your Raging Demon t-shirt now. But that's not all. ComboBreaker.com also brings you unbiased reviews and a damn good podcast to boot. So head over to the iTunes store, search for Combo Breaker, and subscribe today.
If you're in the tri-state area, pick up your ComboBreaker.com apparel at Digital Press Video Games, 387 Piaget Avenue, Route 46 East, Clifton, New Jersey.
And for a limited time, visit ComboBreaker.com and enter coupon code GeekStuffXM during checkout for an extra 10% off your next order.
That's ComboBreaker.com for the best in original gamer designs.
You know it.
Combo Breaker!
Hey, this is Judah Friedlander, the world champion from 30 Rock and Stand Up, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Because you're a winner.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 141, Reconstructing Wolverine. We talked about a lot of crap tonight. As always,
yes.
We started off with Robin Hood and some of the new casting for that, the MacGyver movie, and Chris Pine leaping from the Enterprise and grabbing a Green Lantern.
Ring. Devil's Due Publishing will be continuing the much maligned Jericho TV show in comic book form. I think that's good news for Jericho.
Sean Penn, Benicio Del Toro, and Jim Carrey are going to be your Three Stooges.
Not mine.
And Sci-Fi Shitty Name Good Idea Channel is bringing us a Phantom possible TV series, definitely 4-hour pilot. We look forward to seeing that in the future.
Check out Gerard Way and Gabriel Baz, The Umbrella Academy book and figure set.
Tom Hanks is going to be involved with Major Matt Mason. Warner Brothers is reconstructing the ending to Terminator Salvation, and they're opening up a movie archive with a great on-demand DVD in-your-hand service coming to you soon.
Yeah, I like that idea. And on DVDs this week, Howard the Duck, after long last, Quantum Solace, the new Woo-hoo! 007, Walt Disney Pictures' Bolt, the perhaps last from their own 3D department, and I picked up the Steelbook Best Buy exclusive of Tales of the Black Freighter, which includes Hollis Mason's Under the Hood.
Hootalolly.
And Twilight.
Right. Then we talked about some comic books this week, some of which you probably want to check out, some of which you may not.
Right. Commissioner Gordon One-Shot.
Woohoo!
For Battle of the Cowl. Daredevil 117.
Right.
Guardians of the Galaxy number 12. Wars Legacy 34.
Awesome
and, of
book.
Course, the very exciting relaunch of The Phantom, The Ghost Who Walks by Moonstone number 1. Check that out. And lastly, we talked about Marvel issuing a free Wolverine saga in a sad attempt to string together Wolverine's history, considering that he's been all over the place and he's done everything.
Right.
All the time. A much better presentation, if you will, appears in the DK publication Wolverine Inside the World of the Living Weapon. Absolutely wonderful biography, if you will.
Ooh.
Ooh, a DK biography of the character. Good for DK. This is the one you want to check out from, I'm sure, a better bookstore near you.
Don't forget, you can check us out online at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. We want to say an extra special thanks to SiriusXM for once again allowing us on their airwaves. If you want to talk about anything we talked about tonight, or perhaps something we missed and you think we should have covered, you can give us a shout at 425-920-6050 and leave us a message, and perhaps you will be on Big Kev's Geek Stuff going forward.
And with that, OG, do you have any final words for Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 141, Reconstructing Wolverine?
S-Y-F-Y spells retard.
And on that note, we cue the music.
To come to this, we try to warn you all, but oh dear, you may not share our intellect, which might explain your disrespect for all the natural wonders that grow around you. We thought that most of you were sweet, especially tiny tots and your friends.
We would all have learned to sing.